Guna ಕಥಾಂ ಮಹಾನಮತ್ತ to hear about our transcendental qualities and pastimes, which are eternally existent. But the significant point in Dhruva Maharaj's statement is that he wanted the association of pure devotees. Transcendental devotional service cannot be complete and cannot be relishable without the association of the devotees. We have therefore established the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Anyone who is trying to be aloof from this Krishna Consciousness Society and yet engage in Krishna Consciousness is living in a great hallucination, for it is not possible. From this, a statement by Dhruva Maharaj is clear that unless one is associated with devotees, his devotional service does not mature, it does not become distinct from material activities. The Lord says, Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti hrikarna rasayana. Only in association with pure devotees can the words of Lord Krishna be fully potent and relishable to the heart and ear. Dhruva Maharaj explicitly wanted the association of the devotees. That association and devotional activities is just like the waves of an incessantly flowing river. In our Krishna Consciousness Society, we have full engagement 24 hours a day. Every moment of our life is always busily engaged in the service of the Lord. This is called the incessant flow of devotional service. And my mighty philosopher, may Krishna, you may be very happy in the association of devotees, but what is your plan for crossing the ocean of material existence? Dhruva Maharaj answers that it is not very difficult. He says that this ocean can be crossed very easily if one simply becomes mad to hear the glories of the Lord, Bhagavad Gita, or anyone who persistently engages in hearing the topics of the Lord from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and who is actually addicted to this process, just as one becomes addicted to intoxicants. It is very easy to cross the nations of material existence. The ocean of material existence is compared to a blazing fire, but to a devotee, this blazing fire is insignificant because he is completely absorbed in devotional service. Although the material world is a blazing fire, the devotee appears full of pleasure. The prayer part of the statement by Dhruva Maharaj is that devotional service and association of devotees is the cause of the development of further devotional service. And by devotional service only is one elevated to the transcendental planet will over Vrindavan. And there also there is only devotional service, for the activities of devotional service both in the world and in the spiritual world are one and the same. Devotional service does not change. An example of a mango can be given here. If one gets an unripe mango, it is still a mango, and when it is ripe, it remains the same mango, but it has become more tasteful and relishable. Similarly, there is devotional service performed according to the direction of the spiritual master and the injunctions and regulative principles of Shastra. And there is devotional service in the spiritual world, rendered directly in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they are both the same. There is no change. The difference is that one stage is unripe and the other is ripe and more relishable. It is possible to mature in devotional service only in the association of devotees. Translation, Dhruva Maharaj continued, O unlimited Lord, kindly bless me so I may associate with great devotees who engage in your transcendental loving service constantly as the rivers, waves of a river constantly flow. Such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. By the process of devotional service, I shall surely be able to cross the nation ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of blazing fire-like dangers. It will be very easy for me, for I am becoming mad to hear about your transcendental qualities and pastimes, which are eternally existent. So here, Dhruva prays for association with devotees. His original desire was for material things, but in the previous verses he has rejected all of this. So, nevertheless, devotees also have desire. So what is the desire of Dhruva? The desire of Dhruva is to get association of devotees, and by that he can increase his bhakti. So he asks that there be prasanga, or very good association with devotees, great devotees, Mahatam, and also pure Amala, who are flowing with bhakti, constantly with bhakti. So in other words, he's praying for association of devotees who are constantly engaged in devotional activities, thinking of the Lord and doing activities for the Lord. And therefore he calls them Mahat and Amala. They are pure and they are great. So this is the request of Dhruva. So this is a very good request, because that Sangha is the cause of advancement in bhakti. Often in the Bhagavatam we see statements like this, that devotional service is caused by association, and therefore one has to seek out a good association. Once bhakti is caused by association, one can develop bhakti. But even then, one should take association of devotees. So the process of sadhana is also made easier by associating with devotees. First there is association as a cause, and then there is association as an aid to development of sadhana. After that, one matures in devotional service. However, that Sangha also is desired even in the perfected state. So in Bhava or Prema, even those devotees desire Sangha or association of devotees. So in the spiritual world, we see that no devotee is alone. It's not one gopi. There's many gopis. It's not one cowherd boy. There's many cowherd boys. So they associate with each other. And so in a perfect state also there is association. Of course, the association takes a little bit of a different effect. It doesn't perfect devotional service, but it helps to increase devotional service. Yeah? So in the beginning stages, it causes devotional service, and it helps one perfect devotional service. In the perfect state, it increases the bliss of perfect service. So in any case, association is an eternal aspect or anga of bhakti. And a very important one, because it's also the cause of bhakti and a very great aid for development of bhakti. So it is very wise that Dhruva prays for association of devotees, since it is such an important element. And therefore he says, by this association and bhakti, he will very easily cross over the dangers, the great dangers of material life, which is compared to an ocean. So normally we cannot cross the ocean, we cannot swim across the ocean, even a boat. For a boat it is difficult to cross the ocean. Nevertheless, here he says it's very easy to cross that ocean with the process of bhakti and the association of devotees. So, in other words, he's glorifying that association. It is such a thing that it makes perfection very easy, and liberation from the material world becomes insignificant. Easily accomplished. So the other comparison given is that the ocean becomes as small as the water contained in the footprint of a calf. So that one can easily step over a little body of water. One cannot step over the ocean. So when one performs bhakti, that ocean of material existence becomes like a little puddle of water. Very easily one can cross over it. And of course the other example given is that if there is an ocean, how does one cross it? One gets on the ship, a big ship, with a proper guide or captain. If we, with a favorable wind, so if we have the human body, and we have a proper spiritual guide, and we have the favorable influence of bhakti, then we can cross over the material ocean of existence. It is easy to do that, to cross over the ocean. That is accomplished without, that is not the aim of bhakti, simply to cross over the material ocean. Here he says that I am simply engaged with great enthusiasm in drinking the nectar of the pastimes and the qualities of the Supreme Lord. So by doing that, automatically he crosses over the ocean of material existence. Okay? So instead of renunciation, by engagement of the senses and hearing about the Lord and serving the Lord, one accomplishes the goal of annihilating material existence. So the process of bhakti is not vairagya, but yukta vairagya, in which we engage ourselves in different devotional activities using the senses. And very easily, we can cross over material existence. So, jnanis and yogis and others will give up activities because activities are the cause of bondage. So normally, doing activities will not get you across the ocean of material existence. They'll make it bigger because you get more karmas. And that's why they want to stop all the activities. Devotional activities are not material, so they do not have the same effect. So therefore, one can engage in these activities of bhakti, and not only one is not bound up by material activities, but one actually destroys all the previous material reactions of karma by the process of bhakti. It doesn't accrue new karmas, then it also destroys everything else. That is the power of bhakti. Nevertheless, that is not the goal of bhakti. Here, Dhruva is simply saying that I'm mad after drinking the nectar of the topics of the Lord and the qualities of the Lord. So he is simply absorbed in relishing the Lord and appreciating the Lord in his different aspects. And this becomes the cause of not only liberation, destruction of karma, and crossing over the material ocean, but it actually gives him a place in the spiritual world in association with the Lord. He has very wisely chosen a proper benediction rather than a material thing. To get material happiness, he's chosen Sangha. And by that Sangha, we have cause of bhakti, progress of bhakti, and perfection of bhakti.
The devotee even done in the devotee service. Krishna, when he goes away from the movement, Krishna will still do that.
Any act of devotional service is eternal. It doesn't. The effect is eternal. It is not. It's not subject to destruction unless one commits aparadhas. Then the effect of bhakti could weaken. But otherwise, no. There is no destruction of that. So whatever he has accomplished in terms of bhakti, faith or whatever was there, whatever increase of faith he got, that stays with him in spite of his stopping the process or even indulging in simple activities. It does not destroy the bhakti. It remains. And at a suitable time, then that will be a cause of further bhakti. Again, he will get some faith and do some devotional activities or meet devotees or whatever. And then he will again start. It is not lost in any case. It may be covered up temporarily, but it is never lost. Offense is there, that's another thing. That will destroy bhakti. That can destroy bhakti. Like the mad elephant offense.
Discriminate. So it becomes extremely difficult to identify and then.
Well, according to a desire of a person, then Krishna responds. So if one has a strong desire for a certain need in devotional service, Krishna helps fulfill that. Well, in spite of the fact that they are bhajananandis, that does not exclude sangha. But they will. The reason they are bhajananandis is they don't want material association. That's all. They're not trying to avoid spiritual association, only material association.
निरंतराश्री श्री श्रीमद् भागवतम की
है
किशोर कुमार महाराज की
है
Yeah, I do this.